The next exercise on embedded suggestion is pretty much the same one, only this time we're going to use pauses before and after the word in order to mark it out. So now we begin to use pauses, waiting periods, in other words, a tonal variation, in order to mark out the embedded suggestion. The same thing you did before will work the same way, only this time it's a lot easier for me to give you an example on this recording. So let's use the same idea of relaxing. Just pretend for a moment you can relax, because everyone knows how to relax whenever they want to. Now, what would it be like if you were relaxing right now? You may notice that relaxation is a natural phenomenon inside of your body, because every time you notice relaxation, you'll find yourself relaxing even more fully. So notice how I've actually made it very obvious with very long pauses that I'm marking out this particular word. Now, in actual life, you want to make sure that you're marking out gestures or pauses or whatever it is subtle enough that the conscious mind does not notice what's happening, but at the same time blatant enough that the unconscious mind does notice. So you've got to find the right variation. And with different people, it'll actually be a little different with each one. I suggest that you find a nice little pause, which is enough that really doesn't trigger your own conversation. In other words, your own thinking of this is something weird going on, but is enough that people actually would notice it if you told them that this is happening. So something that people won't notice if they don't look for it, but if you tell them it's happening, they should be able to notice, because if they can notice it then the unconscious mind is sure to notice it too.